Blog Talk Radio.
To the Dr. Karen Can Radio Show. The intention of this show is to empower and inspire you to manifest the life of your dreams, whether it's radiant health, prosperity, loving relationships, or simply peace of mind. Thank you so much for joining me today. I'm your host, Dr. Karen Can, author of the number one bestseller, Guide to Healing Chronic Pain, A Holistic Approach. And if you don't have a copy of my book, you can download the first six chapters free by getting on my website email address list. And you can go to KarenCan.com, and when you put your email and name in there, I will send you the link that you can download this free excerpt. And you also get access to five of my Fast Track Your Healing programs, and one in particular that would be really useful for today's show, and that is the self-muscle testing webinar that you can get free. So if you have not connected with me online, check out my website. Also, you can have a pretty active Facebook page as well. And so let me tell you a little bit of a story about the guest we have today. And as you, if you've been tuning into my weekly Spiritual Medicine Digest, then you already know that we have been undergoing some major ascension, up-leveling, or upgrading. And every, you know, week or two, there's another shift in energy. I'm clairsentient, so I definitely feel it in my body when that happens. So this is all good. And with these ascension upgrades comes new levels of awareness, empathy. I talk a lot about that in my digest videos, and new layers for us to heal. So it's a very, very exciting time. So in order to deal with some of these new issues that are arising and to integrate these ascension energies, I have been downloading new frequencies, which are energies that help assist us, myself, my clients, in their healing. And the great news is that there are more frequencies being unveiled every day that can help us heal in all areas of our life, including the love area, the health area, even the money area. So what exactly are these frequencies and how can you download them? Well, I found a wonderful resource that my friend Kathy Hohmeyer, who is the co-owner of the Lake Clear Lodge, she always tags me on some new stuff. I learn a ton from Kathy. It's awesome. So she says, well, you know, have you checked out the Anahata codes? And I said, no, I haven't heard of that. And so the Anahata Codes provides us access to assisting frequencies already in the state of reality that you wish to resonate with in order for your body to ascend into a place of balance and healing today by bathing yourselves in the vibration of the intelligence of the things which have information that your body will use to balance, such as, you know, crystals and totems and planetary energies, archetype energies. It's actually quite simple. However, I have invited the wonderful Holly Hollowell, who her other name is Anahata, on my show to share more about these codes, how she became a channeler for these codes. So I definitely want you to, if you have a question, we're going to open the phone lines a little later, and the guest call-in number is 818-514-1190, again, 818-514-1190, and just hit 1 so I know your hand is up, and we'll take people in the order that you know that they have put their hand up. And also, I will be opening the chat in a few moments. So if you are online and you're not calling in, you can also post a question on the chat. So let me tell you a little bit about Holly. Now, she is just like myself, completely committed to facilitating our communication with the higher self in order to achieve, you know, amazing physical, spiritual, mental, emotional balance and healing. And, you know, she, although, you know, she's not a doctor, she likes to say, okay, I'm not a doctor, she says, look, I'm not doing the healing, you are doing the healing. So she's talking about her clients, the clients are doing the healing. Our bodies were created to heal and capable of complete health and wellness when imbalances are released. And the assisting frequencies really help to fill in those gaps. I've noticed that a lot of things is like we take away the imbalances, but in order to heal even further, we can actually add beneficial frequencies. She loves quantum physics, and she is crazy about everything energy, like me too. She has a very strong spiritual faith, as well as myself, and she certainly welcomes your angels and guides to participate in any session that you do with her. And, of course, she channels the Anahata codes, and she calls them assisting frequencies for holistic health and ascension support. And I love that title. It kind of encompasses everything altogether. So that I think really reading that and being on her webinar, it really resonated with me, some of the work she's doing. And like myself, she's an emotion code practitioner, and she's worked with balancing by numbers. And so this is very, very exciting for us to have her on the show today. So Holly, hello, and welcome.
Hello, thank you so much for that awesome introduction. I think we're done. Everyone has all the information they need.
Actually, we probably should give people your website right away, and we'll say that at the end as well. So, Holly, maybe you can just share with people your website, which amazingly you basically give away these Anahata codes for free. So maybe you can share the website, and then after that, tell us how you got started on all this.
Yes, sure. So, yep, the website is either www.anahatacodes.com or hollyhollowell.com. And I know that is a little confusing. I do go by Holly Hollowell. It's my given name, but also Anahata now, because I've been on this incredible journey of self-awareness, self-mastery, and just appreciation of who we are at our core, and that is light and love. That's how we were made, and we are, you know, here to step into that and then share that with others so that we can all emerge without these fear-based layers that have been trapping all of us all these years, these self-imposed fear-based layers. So, I invite you guys to go check out anahatacodes.com. We'll be talking about them during this interview, and as you mentioned, Karen, they are free. I believe that this is a resource that should be available to everyone, because really all I'm doing is explaining how you can access what you already have access to in a conscious way for highest good. And so I believe that that is everyone's right to discover that. And so there you go. I make that available. And how these came to be, I mean, it's continually unfolding, and it has already been, April 2014. So, you know, it used to seem like it happened overnight, but now it's kind of drawing into year one and two. And I basically hit my rock bottom personally. And I do believe, much as you do, Karen, that all pain is a choice in either learning from it and actually coming out of it with more strength, or, you know, you can just be suppressed by it the rest of your life. But there's lessons in our pain. And I had just gone through a 10-year, very difficult marriage, which ended in divorce. And I did not deal with any of that aspect for the, you know, energy-wise. I just kind of stuffed it down and suppressed it, as we're so good at doing. And I didn't really go there at all because I didn't want to experience the pain of it all. And so I just kind of ignored it. And then what happened was in February of 2014, I lost my job in corporate America. And I was the breadwinner at the time. I had a young toddler, and I thought, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? I didn't have my master's degree, and so I couldn't compete with these jobs that I was qualified for. And I didn't want to go back to school. We didn't have the finances. And what I really wanted to do is just spend time with my daughter. And I thought, oh my gosh, you know, this is such a struggle. Why is this such a struggle? And what happened to me is probably similar to everyone who truly hits rock bottom, you know, be it mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, whatever happens in your life. You realize that you are more than who people say you are, and that you have access to such wonderful, loving, the creator energy. And for me, that's Jesus Christ. And so with my faith, I just began praying, and I figured, you know what? I don't want to struggle. And I use this analogy a lot, but I really love the symbolism of, you know, you can swim against it. You can, you know, work really hard. You can struggle, or you can simply go with the flow. And so I chose to float. And what happened was when I consciously, wholeheartedly surrendered to the will of God, He guided me perfectly, quickly, and joyfully to my heart's calling. This is why I'm here. This is, you know, and it was such a beautiful unfolding, you know, too complicated to go into. But the gist of it was I had been praying after being led to the emotion code by Dr. Bradley Nelson. As you had mentioned, you are certified as well. And so I started working with my energy layers and releasing these emotional baggage, basically. And I was feeling just so much lighter and freer and clear and happy and in the midst of all this personal, you know, trauma and unknown, I just felt so at peace and so supported and guided and grounded. And so suddenly, you know, my eyes were open to this world of energy and our subtle body and our ki, and, you know, you can call it any name you want. And I realized, you know what, we already have the tools to heal ourselves completely and to step into our true power. And I kind of combined emotion code with my love of crystals. And those, you know, the innate healing qualities found in the physical crystals themselves. But I knew there was something missing, and so I really focused on praying to uncover that information. I was asking for information in a conscious way over a period of a couple weeks, over and over and over again, asking for this information. And boy, did God deliver. It was crazy. I call it a divine download because it was not like I was hearing voices. You know, I wasn't clairaudient or anything. What happened was I could feel this database of information kind of outside my energy matrix, you know, right around the 15-foot marker right around me. And I'm going, what is it? You know, I could just feel it coming. And I'm thinking, what does He want me to know? And so literally one night, you know, the anticipation was killing me. And so I said, what do you want me to know? And I turned off the light and my head hit the pillow and I knew all the information at once. And so this was very strange to me because I hadn't read a book. I hadn't done anything. It was boom. And there it was. And so I had to turn on the light and write it down. And then being a very logical, science-minded person, as you said, I love quantum physics. And, you know, I'm a geek, let's face it. And so I was like, well, how can this physically be possible? And I do believe I was given this information because I do have a unique way of balancing my faith in the unseen with the physics of reality and the science behind things, so I can kind of grasp that side of it to be able to explain it in a way where our mental sides go, okay, right, this isn't just this woo-woo made up, you know, kind of it's actually real, and this is how. And so I set about proving that over the last couple years. How can this information, you know, be used, and why is it so, and how is it so? And the gist of the information I received was that because we are all connected to each other, we are, you know, one. We are, whether we like it or not, we're inextricably part of this one, you know, thing, and we can't really become, we're entangled, and we are one, you know, not just in the hypothetical sense. We are literally one, and because we are one, we can access anything that is and will be without physically having to have it. We are energetic beings, 99%, 0.9% of everything is empty space. Really, everything is just information and energy, information and energy. And because we have access to this, we can, through consciousness and a very special tool, which was gifted to me through the heart chakra, installing the Anahata codes, we can consciously call upon the assisting frequency that exists or hasn't even yet, in a way to activate healing responses within ourselves. And it's on all levels, you know, it's spiritual, mental, physical, emotional, to help us to cope with the changes that are going on in our world right now as we all ascend into the new dimension of love and light, where we can strip away these layers of fear. And so I was suddenly made aware that we could access crystal energy in all its forms without having the physical crystal. And so since then, you know, so many more things have happened. And I know we need to wrap it up here, but it's an amazing journey, and it's continually unfolding. And now I just teach people how to do this. And then there's people out there now getting certified to do the same, because it is a huge database of such beautiful assistance that we can call upon for limitless things that we may be going through for highest good. So it's been awesome.
Fantastic. And thanks for that short version of quantum physics that you made very, very simple for the layperson. That's awesome. I'm sure that as time goes on, there's more and more and more assisting frequencies that you're going to be downloaded with and that you're going to be sharing with people, because I notice that every, you know, couple months or, you know, that there's a new version of the Anahata codes. So let's back up a little bit, though, and let's just, maybe you can share with people exactly how do people test what they need or what their body, mind, or soul needs energetically, and how do they actually insert it to help themselves?
Yes. Awesome. That was the question I asked myself when I received the information. I thought, well, how are we going to, and originally I thought, oh, you know, maybe there's a frequency machine and all these things. And of course, God had a way, you know, easier, simple, holistic approach to it. And he guided me to what's called the heart chakra. And I had a profound vision about the heart chakra and the fact that that is actually our point of entanglement with God and each other and the universe physically, even though it transcends space and time. Our source point is what God called it. He said, to heal the world, go to the source point. And so I was like, what's the source point? And over the last, 8-9 months, I've come to confirm the information I was given all along, which is that the heart is the center of our individual beings and our point of entanglement. And so using the heart chakra, you can, I call it install, you know, the Anahata code into your energy matrix. And then if you know anything about the torus, we have, you know, two energy, electromagnetic energy fields around our body, one around our heart and one around the rest of us. And this goes into, you know, way more things we don't have time to, but suffice it to say, the heart knows what to do, and it circulates it around in a toroidal flow, which is continual and strong. And anyway, we were programmed in amazing ways to receive this information and to maintain it and keep it going. And so what you do is you literally just put your left palm up, and energy flows in the left and goes to the right, and you put your right hand on your heart chakra. So you're kind of through intention, which I believe is the catalyst, right? So the magic sauce, the magic wand of all of this is intention. You make it so through your consciousness. And so I'll tell you how we find the code, but once you find it, it's very simple. You just put your left palm up to receive, your right hand on your heart chakra, and then repeat the code 7 times. And of course, gratitude seals the deal. And there it is. Your body has access to this energy and information via the code through your heart chakra, and it gets circulated around, and your body makes adjustments because it is already programmed to seek homeostasis. In fact, you're already healed, whole, and, you know, healthy. It's just all these other disruptions that are surrounding us in our daily endeavors and, you know, physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, that are kind of keeping us from our true perfection. And so when we can strip that back down and let the code do its job through accessing the information already present in these things. And as you said, there's 18 categories and growing right now. There's flower essences, trees, essential oils, crystals, meridians, chakras. And when I say meridians and chakras, I mean the assistance to help them flow perfectly, not the actual thing, because you already have that. But then we have totems animal medicine, we have archetypal energy, we have planetary energy, we have emotional support, we have herbs, vitamins, homeopathy, biological process, and now I'm branching into colors, letters, elements. All 118 elements have been channeled, and then sacred shapes, you know, sacred geometry. So just a plethora of assisting frequencies here for any need. And the simplest way to get to the answer is through muscle testing. I kind of like to imagine ourselves as like a energetic beings with, you know, as a Russian nesting doll. And so we have higher aspects of ourselves that are all around us, that are here to help us kind of stay on track and to evolve back into who we really are, you know, the closest uninterrupted version of our best selves. And so our higher self, some people call it, you can access this through muscle testing. And so, yes, that resource you have on your website, Karen, is awesome. I haven't checked it out, but great. People always ask me, how do you muscle test? And so, yeah, if you can learn to muscle test, you are essentially asking your higher self, which knows all things about you, what you need. And the art of it is really in the questioning. So, you know, you're only going to get a yes or no answer. So it better be a good question. And sometimes if you get a no, it's not because there's nothing that can help. It's because the question wasn't quite right.
Right.
So, yeah, you just ask what assisting frequency you need for X, Y, Z, whatever, you know, you can imagine any desire or concern you have. And then you set about finding where on what category it is. And so I've developed a simple matrix. You know, A, B, C column and 1 through 6 rows. And then let's say your body says you need B4, okay? And you look at the tab matrix and it's the solfeggio frequencies. That's what that category is. You zip on over to that tab and you muscle test. Okay, is it on row 7, you know, through 13, whichever one it is? Oh, okay, I need 528 hertz or whatever it ends up being. And so through muscle testing, you can literally narrow down thousands of options to the perfect one. And it's so fun, you know, facilitating this if you decide once you use the code that you want to help others. It's such a fun journey to uncover what that person needs and to see them go, oh, my gosh, when you read about what they asked for, because they're like, I couldn't have picked it better myself. And it's like, well, you did. It was just your higher self. But there you go. So it's muscle testing and then through the heart chakra.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you for that summary. I know the first time that I did it, I tested for, I think, the rhinoceros and the archetype of, I think it was the magician. And when I read, I didn't know too much about animal totems. So when I read about the rhino, I think it was the rhino. I have to look back at my notes. But I read it and I thought, oh, this is perfect. This is so me.
Yeah.
And I did it for my husband as well. And I can't remember which animal he had, but it was so funny because it was exactly his issue, which was about patience, about having to be patient. Oh, it was the turtle. Yeah, it was the turtle. That he sometimes gets impatient about his process, and it said to kind of like stay the course, you know, keep your awareness.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, this is not me telling him now. This is this totem telling him. So it was really perfect. And, okay, so we have some questions here, and then we're going to go to Julia, who's on the phone, who's been patiently waiting. Okay, so here is, how can we help others using this? Do you proxy for them and insert the code for them like you do with the emotion code when you release trapped emotions for them?
Yes. So you do. I choose not to this is my preference, but you may certainly do exactly as you do with the emotion code. I choose not to literally join with someone's energy via proxy because there can be issues with you taking on their symptoms and some other things unless you're making sure you're really setting your sacred space, which is part of what I teach. But I believe that we have access to the answers from someone's higher self simply by asking, do I have access to their higher self? So I don't even believe you have to become essentially that person energetically. You can just ask, do I have access or not? And if you do, you do. And so, yes, you do. You access the person's higher self. after you make sure that you set your sacred space and that you're grounded and, you know, protected and aligned and hydrated, et cetera. And then, you know, if they are physically not able to put their left hand up and their right hand on their heart chakra, that's okay. You do that for them. If they're in a coma or something like that, you can absolutely help anyone, you know, a child, they can do this themselves though, but, you know, anyone who's unable to say the codes, it doesn't matter. You are that part of the consciousness that is asking for these codes on behalf of that person, and they get it instantaneously, no matter where they are in the world. So, yes, our entanglement is amazing. So,
Oh, thank you. That's a great answer. You know, I have also found, Holly, myself that, you know, sometimes, this was a little while back, but I would ask to be like the traditional way and the motion code asked to be proxy for that person, and I would get a no, you don't have permission. I thought, well, that's interesting. So I would connect to, I guess, you know, what I would call source, the highest, you know, the highest vibration possible, and make sure I'm there.
Mm-hmm.
And then I
mm-hmm.
ask, you know, and then mm-hmm. I can get questions and answers there. And then what I found out was whenever I got a no that I couldn't proxy for someone, it's usually because there were mm-hmm. entities involved and
mm-hmm.
that they were interfering. So I couldn't
yep.
access, at least directly, that person's, you know, higher self. I had to go up to the highest source
mm-hmm.
and then do it that way. And then we would release the entities. And all of a sudden, after releasing the entities, I would get a yes, you can proxy for them. So,
yeah.
So I think
yeah.
you're right. I don't think we really need to do it the traditional way. The other question we have is, what if you get a no? So somebody who's, you know, good at muscle testing, and if they're checking in to see, say, on a daily basis, if they need any codes, and they keep getting a no, what does that mean?
Mm-hmm.
Or is that bad? Or are they missing something?
Yeah, I would say just get creative with questioning, because you could ask, is there an assisting frequency I need to balance my knee? And the answer could be no, your knee is fine without it. However, if you ask a different question, is there, you know, assisting frequency which will optimize, or, you know, you can go 1,000 directions and probably get a yes versus a no. And the codes are channeled for highest good, so nothing will happen if it's not for highest good. And that's the other part of it that sometimes is a little confusing, because we do need to experience certain things that may not be our preference in order for our soul growth. You know, for example, I went through 10 years of an abusive marriage, because if I hadn't, I would have never hit that low to be able to surrender and be taken to the Anahata codes and to be in that space of acceptance and allowance and, you know, open my gifts as a channel. So, you know, there are certain things we don't understand with our logical mind as to why we're going through certain things. And it could just be that your body's saying, no, you really do need to experience this right now. And we're not going to have a solution that's as simple as putting a code in, because for your highest good, you know, this is something you need to be going through. So, there are many different reasons why, but I would say get creative with questioning and then, you know, just let it be. If it's a no, it's a no.
Yeah, that's a great answer. Because sometimes, you know, when we ask, is there a code I need, and there is no need. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because
mm-hmm.
you're using the word need. And then if you say, is there a code that would assist me with, you know, managing my symptoms of ascension, for example, which is a completely different question. Then
right.
is there something I need, right? And it's sort of like, well, you don't need it, but yeah, this would assist you, you know, like a completely different
exactly.
Yeah, answer. But also I love what you said about sometimes we just have to, because we signed up for this, and sometimes my patients kind of look
mm-hmm.
at me like, really? I signed up for this? Really? I'm like, sorry. But
yep,
you know what?
Yep.
I'm here to help you out, so it's not such a horrible journey. And even just realizing that awareness that you talked about, that awareness of, okay, so I went through this, or I'm going through this, and this must be for a purpose, and
mm-hmm.
I'm doing my best to be aware of it, and just perceiving it in a different light, like you said, to say, well, maybe I just, if it wasn't for this, I wouldn't be who I am today. Or if it wasn't for this, that my soul growth, it just wouldn't go the way it's supposed to based on what I asked
mm-hmm.
for. You're going through this lifetime. It really helps shift people's perspective so they don't go into that pity party. Like,
yes,
poor me.
Totally.
Yeah. I mean, I guess they can go there a little bit. That's fine. We all do it. You know, we're human. But then we can go, okay, somehow this is for my highest and greatest good. Don't know why, but it is.
Yeah.
So
yeah, exactly.
Really great.
And actually hearing you say that kind of reminded me of another missing factor in this question, which is sometimes your body doesn't have the energy needed to activate the healing response. So it's not just, is it good for me right now? It's, can I work with the information? And you just may not have enough resources energetically to activate the healing response, and so nothing will happen. So it could be that there's another question that's needed, a question could be asked, is there an assisting frequency to build my energy reservoirs? That's a great one, because you just may need that. You know, you can't even get past step one to activate until you can make sure that you actually are able to heal yourself. Because as you said at the beginning, everyone's healing themselves. They either are activating a healing response or they aren't. And it's not us, you know, doing any type of this is all self-regulated. So, yeah, that could be another aspect of this answer.
Oh, that's very true. Are people, do people or can they get some sort of, when they do get a response, what kind of responses have you seen, including any, do they get any detox reactions or anything?
Mm-hmm. So all across the board, it's interesting. There have been, you know, physical, emotional, mental, spiritual processing. Most interesting is, of course, the physical. But I have had people tell me, you know, it's similar to, you know, a detox, even to the point where someone was having like a white film on their tongue, you know, like literally physical responses. But that's not always the case. You know, everyone, as I just said, is a self-activated healing response. And so it's up to you what you do with the information or not. So some people can really be, you know, seeing these processing effects. Other people are just instantly transformed into this higher state of being and healing. So it just really depends. It's as unique and dynamic as we are. But I have seen through responses and also my surveys after, you know, I ask questions, of course, about how people are doing. And the most common layer felt is mental and emotional. These are the layers that people kind of feel the anahataka is working. And then physically and spiritually aren't as common, but still in the 70% range of people who are experiencing the anahataka do also have a spiritual and a physical awareness of this new assistance. So it's pretty awesome.
Neat. And is there a maximum number of downloads somebody should do a day, or is it just based on what their higher self says?
Yeah, exactly. It's just based on whatever you need, because, again, this is energy and information. So, you know, your body may request one thing and you install it, and it may only use a very small portion of that information. So you could install 20 codes and it's only going to actively use, you know, 5 or so for the day. But the very cool thing is once you have this information in your energy matrix, your body just takes from that what it needs, based on the definition of what that thing is. So you really have access to all this ongoing support as you kind of layer in access to it through consciousness and your heart chakra. So there is no force. It's just energy and information, and your body uses it as it needs it perfectly. And so the same code could be used for a hyper problem as it would be a hypo. So, you know, it's really dynamic shifting of balance. It's beautiful. It's beautiful.
Okay. Well, cool. And we're going to go to some of the phone lines now. And if you're online and aren't accessing the phone, you can actually type your question in to the chat. I've opened up the chat, so you can type your questions in the chat there. The number to call in if you'd like to ask Holly a question live on the show is 818-514-1190. Again, 818-514-1190. And just hit 1. And, you know, if you'd like to check it out, if you've never done the Anahata Codes before, Holly's more than willing to check in and to see if there is a code that you may benefit from today. So again, it's 818-514-1190, and just hit 1 just so we know you have your hand up. And we know that Julia has been patiently waiting on the line, so let me unmute her so she can ask her question. Hi, Julia.
Hi, Karen. Hi, Holly. Thank you so much Hello. For taking the call.
Pleasure.
I've been loving the conversation. I'm also, I do healing work. So I love crystals. I use crystal energy healing work. I'm a certified crystal healer. I use sacred geometry. And I also do channel symbols and different kinds of things when I'm doing healing sessions. So this all very much makes sense to me. And I was wondering, you know, as Karen mentioned, Holly, I would be very open to seeing if there are any Anahata codes for me.
Sure. I would think there are, if we're going to be that vague. Do you want to hone in on a specific desire or concern, or just keep it very vague? It's totally up to you.
Well, I would like
Or, you know, it's fun. You could be thinking of something,
okay.
and you don't have to verbalize it, and then we'll be guided to what you're thinking about. I know it sounds strange, but
no,
it can go that way, too.
It makes sense to me. Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. And your name is Julia, is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. All right, so I'm going to have to put you on speakerphone because I need my hands, so hold on 1 second.
Okay.
All right, so can you hear me okay?
Yes.
All right, hold on 1 second. I'm just going to ground myself and connect to you. All right. All right, so for highest good, is there an assisting frequency which will most help Julia in terms of what she's looking for today? Column A, B, Audro, row 1. Okay, so you chose biological processes. So I'm just going to cruise over there real quick. Hold on 1 second. All right. And then what I'm doing now is I'm looking to see what rows the information is populated on. And we have 6 through 23, and hopefully it's one of these. And if it's not, we'd have to go look somewhere else. So is it on this spreadsheet? 6 through 15. Six through 12, 12, 13, 14, 15, 14. All right, so here we go. All right, so you chose assistance with the biological process of diaphoresis. And so
Wedding.
You could, oh, yes. especially when artificially induced. So, you know, there could be spiritual aspects. I'm going to take you off of speak. Okay. There could be spiritual aspects to this physicality. So I don't want you to be like, well, gosh, there are no issues. So that's weird. You could check out, you know, just the deeper meaning to all of this because this is what you chose. And I know that. Could you tell us what you were thinking about? Is it involving physical things or no?
Well, I was actually thinking about my my current client base and increasing bringing in more private clients. So career-wise,
okay.
And just energy healing work. Yeah.
All right. Well, I don't know how this will help you, but you asked for it. I would definitely research the physicality of it, because there could be some clues in there as to how you're going to attract new clients or whatever it is. And I'm not trying to stretch this into something. It isn't. I'm just saying, you know, this is what you chose, and I've learned through experience that it may not make sense immediately, but rest assured. Mm-hmm. You know, I've even actually installed a code in the morning going, I don't get it. And at night, I was like, oh, my gosh, you know, the thing that just happened to me, this is perfectly what I needed. So.
Okay. What is it?
There
you
go.
Can you spell it for me, please, what I need to look at?
Sure. It's, yes, DIAPHORESIS.
Oh, okay. Yeah, got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
There you go.
Yeah, and as
all
you're
right,
talking,
so
both of you, I, as the medical doctor here, I was just going to say to Julia that, you know, it's one of the ways we detoxify is with sweating. So if this happens to be symbolic, it could recommend literally detoxifying yourself of those, you know, those clients or things in your business that no longer serve you. Anyway, just...
Oh, I love that. It makes a lot of sense, actually. that makes whole lot of sense. I really
because you could have a few needy folks that you really need to let go of.
Yeah. Okay. Wow. Amazing. I got it. Thank you so much.
Yes, you're welcome. So let's go ahead and install it so that we can.
Okay.
And also, anyone listening on the phone, if you would like this as well, go ahead and put your left palm up, right hand on your heart chakra. Your body will take and use the information for highest good, so don't worry if you feel you don't need it. You may not activate anything, or you could. So hold on 1 second. I'm going to put you on speaker, and we'll do this. Hold on.
We ask for, accept, align with, and hold this Anahata code. With gratitude, we attain the existing frequency for the biological process, diaphoric 991008. Now go ahead and put your left palm on your right, so both are on your heart chakra, and breathe with gratitude. It is so.
And Karen, thank you so much. That makes a lot of sense to me as well, and just in terms of, you know, the law of attraction and what you are, you know, pulling towards you. And if you're looking for an ideal client, it is useful to shed the things you're not looking for in order to really get in tune with what you're looking for in terms of an ideal client, as well as just fulfillment in general. So that could be definitely a part of this code. So very cool.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, that was really cool. I feel chills up and down my body.
Yeah. That's amazing.
Well, thank you so much, Julia.
Okay, love you both. God bless.
Thank you. God bless you.
Love you too. Bye. Okay, we have, let's see here, phone number ending in 3026, and then we have another question that is on the chat as well after you. So, hello.
Hello.
Hello. What's your first name?
This is Terry.
Oh, hey, Terry. Do you have a question for
Anahata? How are you?
Good, thanks.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Okay. I have been looking for a job, and I think that is it, and kind of restructuring my life. But I don't know if there's anything connected with the Anahata codes that can support that. The clarity, that would be helpful. I could also, like everyone else, I could use more energy on a daily basis. If
mm-hmm.
either of those would be supported.
Awesome. Okay. And you said your name is Terry, right?
Terry. T as in Tom, E-R-I.
Yeah.
Terry.
Got it. Great. All right. So hold on. I'm going to put you on speaker and just connect with you real quick, and we'll ask. Hold on.
So given what she said and maybe what she hasn't, is there an assisting frequency for highest good for Terry today? Column A, odd row 2, or, okay, yeah. So A2 is crystals. So you chose a crystal, and there are so many. We'll see if it's on this list. 8 through, scrolling down, 133. Is it on this spreadsheet? 8 through 50. 50 through 100. 100 through 110. 110, 120. 110, 115. 110. 111. 112. 113, 114, 115. All right, so now I'm just scrolling up. You chose row 115, which can change over time as to what is listed there. And we're getting clear topaz, okay? So now what
okay.
I do is I have a bunch of resources for crystals, but right now I don't actually have access to them, so I'm just Googling clear topaz healing properties, and then you'll just, you know, read about what you have access to, and again, this is all going to be used dynamically by your energy layers, you know, to seek balance. So let's just see, maybe something here will, all right, so I'm just going to... Speaker, there you go. All right, so, you know, again, you can find information anywhere, and whatever resonates with you is probably what's going to be best, but I'm just going to read, you know, some of this information, the benefits, increased metabolism, physical and chemical processes. Oh, good. This has to do with energy. You were just saying you needed more energy, so this is going to fine-tune that so that you're able to form bonds and break down bonds and just metabolize better. Your cellular functioning is going to be improved and stimulated. All healing processes are going to be optimized, you know, depending on if you activate this clear topaz. And let's see here. Anything
oh, Holly.
Else? Yes.
I found one. I know Terry, so I found the first one I got is a topaz gemstone properties. The first line it says stone of success in all endeavors. Wear topaz only if one wishes to be clear sighted. That's exactly what she asked for.
Oh, good, 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 good. See,
is that amazing or what?
Funny, guys, when you use Anahata codes, you're on an adventure and learning just as much as anyone, because I don't have any of these memorized. There's no way. And that was why this is why I received the Anahata codes, was because I was so frustrated with the sheer amount of information needed to understand just an aspect of a crystal. And I thought, gosh, there's got to be an easier way. You know, your higher self knows what's best. And then I began praying. And then, of course, boom, I got all the information. But it never ceases to amaze me how perfect what you choose is, and there's no way someone could just sift through the thousands of crystals. But I'm absolutely positive, Terry, if you look into clear topaz later, you know, topaz in general, you're going to find exactly what you just asked for, and now you will be able to use that energetically to balance yourself. So I'm really excited.
Great.
So,
all right.
Okay, this is also supporting weight loss. I don't know if that's a, let's see.
Yes, it is.
All right, so that's going to help you there too. Sorry, I'm just seeing if there's anything else really interesting, nourishing the cells. So yes, this is just going to be energy, clarity. It's everything that you just asked for. So there you go. And probably more. So go ahead and just put your left palm up. And keep in mind, guys, there are varieties of each crystal. And so she chose clear topaz, but she also gets the innate qualities of topaz. So, Terry, if you look up topaz later, it's topaz. You get all of that plus the clear variety. Okay, so it's not just clear topaz, it's topaz and then the innate qualities of the clear topaz. So go ahead and put your left palm up, right hand on your heart chakra, and I'm just going to put you on.
Anyone else who would like this, go ahead and do the same.
I think that's
we
all of us.
For and hold just Anahata code. With gratitude, we attain the assisting crystal frequency of clear topaz. 7928 4938 7928 4938 7928 4938 7928 4938 7928 4938 7928 4938 7928 4938 7928 4938 7928 4938 7928 4938 7928 4938 7928 4938 7928 4938 7928 4938 7928 4938 7928 4938 7928 4938 7928 4938 7928 4938 7928 4938 7928 4938 7928 4938 7928 4938 7928 4938 7928 4938 7928 4938 7928 4938 7928 4938 7928 4938 7928 4938 7928 4938 7928 4938 7928 4938 7928 4938 7928 4938 7928 4938 7928 4938 7928 4938 7928 4938 7928 4938 7928 4938 7928 4938 7928 4938 7928 4938 7928 4938 7928 4938 7928 4938 7928 4938 7928 4938 7928 4938 7928 4938 7928 4938 7928 4938 7928 4938 7928 4938 7928 4938 7928 4938 7928 4938 7928 4938 7928 4938 7928 4938 7928 4938 7928 4938 7928 4938 It is so.
There you are. So I'm here about how this brings clarity, alignment, energy, and success on all levels for you.
Thank you very much. It certainly felt good having it downloaded. I appreciate that.
Good. Yes.
Thank you, Terry. Now we have, I think we have time for one last person, and this person is online. So the name is SJ. I don't know if that's female or male, so forgive me if I say it wrong. So it's related to career. I made a big change a couple of years ago, which did not go well. I decided to go back to my old profession. I had a very specific goal, but I feel I may need to let it go. So she would like to have Anahata Code to help with manifesting their achievement.
Got it. Okay.
Oh, career.
So
career.
I hope. Got it. Yeah. And hopefully, SJ, that you did install the clear topaz, because that could be beneficial, you know, absolutely. But let's just check out to see if there's something else specifically you're asking for. Hold on, I'm going to just put you on speaker. And then I'm going to connect to you. So is there an existing frequency for SJ's desires today? Column A, B, C, odd row, row 1, 3. All right. So you are asking for planetary, and the planetary codes are very, very specific and strong. All right, so we're going to look to see 8 through 19. There's not a lot of facets to it. It's definitely a boost, 8 through 10, 10 through 15, 10. All right, so you're asking for moon, the assisting frequency of the planetary energy moon. And SJ, what I know about that is that works on the emotional layer and the moods that you may be having. And so this is going to help you to transmute all of those fear-based vibrations that you're having emotionally surrounding your desire. So related to your profession, you know, it's going to help you get clear along with the topaz, I think. They're probably going to work hand in hand, but I use the moon energy to transmute my fear-based emotions. So it's helpful. You can you just visualize the moon and just see your fear-based layers going to it and being transmuted so that you can just kind of lighten up yourself to be able to have a clearer, unaffected way of looking at what your options are professionally. And I think what your higher self is asking for is relief from this emotional roller coaster that you're putting yourself on related to the perhaps anxiety and uncertainty surrounding, you know, your passion, and are you going to have to give that up, or are you going to settle, or are you going to go for it, and all of this kind of tug of war that's been going on. So this is just going to bring you this layer of serenity and calmness and focus and centeredness, and just allow you to feel a lot more supported with whatever direction you go into. So there you go. I hope that makes sense to you. And so let's go ahead and install this assisting frequency of the moon, the planetary energy, the moon. So hold on 1 second.
And go ahead, everyone, put your left palm up, right hand on your heart chakra if you'd like this assistance as well. We ask for, accept, align with, and hold this Anahata code. With gratitude, we attain the planetary assisting frequency of the moon 9982. 9982. 9982. 9982. 9982. 9982. 9982. Both hands on your heart chakra and breathe with gratitude. It is so.
There you are.
Ooh. Nice. Ooh, that felt good. So Holly, maybe you can tell people about your mastery course and what exciting things you have coming up and how to get on your mailing list.
Sure, yeah. So everyone just go to anahatacode.com if you'd like to, you know, download the codes, use them for yourself. If you'd like more information, I do a masterclass series, which is 5 weeks long, and we cover things like how to set your sacred space, the history of vibrational medicine and how this integrates. We go into quantum physics. We go into muscle testing, how to muscle test and access your higher self, and the process, and then the art of asking questions and all of that. And so we dive into that. You know, each class is an hour and a half long, but you get the recording and all the handouts forever. And you also become, you know, part of the Mastery Tribe on Facebook, where we can share our experiences and kind of evolve the modality together, because this is very much a comprehensive effort to bring these codes forth. So, yeah, just go to anahatacodes.com to connect with me. I am going to be launching this fall a new podcast called Get to the Source Point with Anahata. And we really don't have time to go into it, but it's going to give you professionals, and I am absolutely sure that Dr. Karen Kahn, you know, you'll be on the show, and we'll just
Yay.
Be exploring all of these beautiful souls and their gifts and how the various ways you can come into alignment with your wholeness to step into your true power as your vibrant, healthy self in all ways. So we're going to do that. So just reach out to me there on anahatacodes.com or hollyhollowell.com and join the mailing list, and you'll be up to date on what's happening.
Great. And then when you update the Anahata codes, will that be usually you send out an email on that? Or?
Yes. So I do send out an email. And also if you make note of when you downloaded your version, you'll note that there is a date on the download page where it was, you know, says last updated such and such date. So you can just check there frequently. If you bookmark the page, you don't need to fill out the form each time. Just bookmark the page and check back there, and then just replace the spreadsheet you have every time and make an update.
Ah, great. Thank you. And SJ says, thank you. It was awesome and perfect timing. There's a full moon tomorrow. Thank you again.
Ooh, awesome. Good.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Well, this has been so much fun, Holly. Thank you so much for taking your time
you.
And being on the show today and doing these live healings for us. And And we also want to thank everyone who called in and asked questions and people listening. Even on the replay, we really appreciate you. And the more that we do this together, the stronger the tribe, the stronger the light. And so thank you all. Thank you, Holly. This has been wonderful.
Yes, thank you, guys. God bless. And if you're listening back, they do work the same. So feel free to install the codes.
Absolutely. Good point. All right. Bye for now, everyone. Until next time.
Bye-bye.